Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 210, Career Transition, Part 2. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
Career change strategies. If you've been considering a career change, chances are you're not alone. Gone are the days of spending an entire career with one employer. Today's average employee changes careers every 5 years. Making a career change is, no doubt, a lot of work, but it's worth everything you put into it. In this podcast, you will learn how to win advocates for your career change, how to make over a resume for a career transition, and what else you can try to get your foot in the door. We'll start with winning career change advocates. People will ask questions about a career change. Are you qualified? What about the risk? You'll need to answer these questions to earn career transition advocates. Advocates will move you past gatekeepers and help you find unpublished positions. Plus, through networking with industry advocates, you'll better understand industry hiring practices. In many cases, a job application may not be enough to get you in the job of your dreams. The secret to winning advocates for your professional goals is writing a compelling narrative. Here's how. First, connect your past. Connect what you used to do to what you want to do. For example, a military veteran transitioning into corporate leadership shared that she was in charge of $30 million Apache helicopters and a team of 30 who maintained them. This early management experience helped her become a Fortune 500 executive. Second, identify themes. Our brains, like linear stories, demonstrate how you've essentially done the same thing your entire career to smooth over plot twists in your professional history. For example, a public radio broadcaster with decades of experience took a new role leading online operations at his station. He dedicated his career to creating powerful news experiences. Working online is simply an extension of this passion. And third, add value your way. A career change can look like narcissism or smell like a midlife crisis. But emphasizing how your perspective and talents can help others will win over doubters. For example, a poet and college professor shifted into management consulting. She leveraged her love of language and narrative building skill to ask insightful questions and discover connections for clients including Boeing and Nike. Once you nail your career change story, you're ready to connect with a mentor. Many mentors are on the lookout for new talent and work across organizations and know when jobs open up. From a relationship with a mentor, you can discover how to best present yourself, gain insight on which employers to target, and improve your resume with expert advice. Try this three-step strategy for finding a mentor. Step 1, put yourself out there. Join a professional or industry association and attend events. Start a relationship with a recruiting firm or approach a law firm that caters to your new industry. Step 2, know names. The names of important speakers, sponsors, consultants, and vendors show up in conference programs, on websites, and at events. These are good mentor candidates. And step 3, zero in on a helper. Ask around to discover who's known for helping mentees in career transition. This sort of senior experience type usually has a reputation for mentorship. Be willing to take suggestions from mentors. If you waste their time, they will write you off and move to someone who will take their advice. Mentors labor for their great reputations. So even if you don't think you'll end up working for a company, a referral from your mentor is impressive and works in your favor. Mentees are responsible for keeping the relationship going. After you take their advice, report back to your mentor with outcomes and follow-up questions. Be in touch with updates on your job search. Don't underestimate the importance of a thank you note, emails, and a coffee break. You know the world is small. A mentor can make it even smaller, which is good news for your career change. Once you've mastered telling your story, which has earned you advocates and a mentor, you must learn how to share it on paper. In a resume, career changers must match their relevant skills to their position of choice. This can be challenging because you're often going up against candidates with a more traditional work history. Whip your resume into shape for a career change with these tips. Number one, rewrite your resume from soup to nuts. Making a few changes here and there doesn't cut it. Analyze how you've impacted all areas of a business, operations, management, communication, and so on. Include those accomplishments to demonstrate a breadth of experience. In essence, you're repackaging your career history through the lens of the job you want. Number two, speak the language. A resume must demonstrate knowledge of industry terminology and understanding of which skills are most prized. Using the correct industry keywords will get you past electronic resume filters. Study job postings for important job descriptors and skills, and add these keywords to your application documents, especially when it comes to your core competencies. Number three, capture attention. Off the bat, state a title that's relevant to the job you want and two to three areas of expertise that apply to your transition goal. Take, for example, a human resources professional with recruiting and database skills who wants to get into sales. She could use sales professional as her title and highlight social recruiting, applicant tracking systems, and software as a service as skills. These top-level skills show she's good at keeping tabs on people, a quality necessary for sales prospecting. Gatekeepers skim resumes. Make sure the first thing they read quickly demonstrates your legitimacy. Address your qualifications for a job posting in the summary paragraph. Share what you've achieved in a new context. Number four, shout out transferable skills. Add a short descriptor behind job titles. For example, if you're a software engineer who wants to get into project management, write as a job title, project engineer with project management emphasis. Always be honest, though, about your experience. Skills such as problem solving, strategic thinking, strong written or oral communication, people management, innovation, and negotiation transfer to many industries. And highlighting different industries in which you've worked demonstrates that you've had success and that you can do it again. Number five, pack a punch. Include accomplishments that make a big statement. Go for quality, not quantity. Tell your stories with numbers when possible. For instance, size of budget managed, number of events organized, number of people supervised, revenue earned or rankings achieved. In short, focus on results. If you worked with top guns in your previous job life, don't save it for the interview. Drop those names in your resume. For example, include that you closed $2 million in new sales in 12 months with industry leaders XYZ. This shows that people in high places can vouch for you. Number six, don't make it all about work. Show personal interests that round out your experience for the job. Extracurricular activities demonstrate you're willing to learn and live outside your comfort zone. Include experience such as association memberships, volunteering, internships, or part-time consulting. And number seven, mix up the format. Consider a combined functional and chronological style resume. For example, page one could highlight transferable skills, and page two could highlight job history. You're definitely more than your resume. A captivating application will draw in hiring managers who want to learn more about why you're making a change and what you can do for them. For a career changer, a killer resume is table stakes. These next level tips will keep you laser focused, get your foot in the door, and ensure your next stop is a good fit. Number one, pick a single target. Research is time consuming. As you transition careers, homework for just one industry is more than enough to keep you hopping. In a similar vein, make one change at a time. For example, if you're in sales, look for a sales job in your current industry. Too much change at once will overwhelm you. Number two, stalk your dream job. Follow companies of interest on social media. Interact with them online via Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Twitter, or the company blog. Share company posts and news and demonstrate that you're interested in the organization as an employer. Land an informational interview to learn about life on the inside of your preferred company and ask questions to get a taste of company culture and to discover valuable skills. Number three, leverage LinkedIn. Let's say you've honed in on a choice job. When you spot the hiring manager on LinkedIn, ask an existing connection to make an introduction. Warm referrals are invaluable, especially when you make a strong case and your connection can pitch the intro as valuable to the hiring manager. Invite other people in the company to connect with you too, especially people who work in your department of choice. When possible, join industry groups and offer valuable insight to other group members. Finally, number 4, engage a headhunter. As you build relationships within an organization, ask contacts who they use for recruiting, especially for positions you're interested in. Then approach the recruitment firm with your candidacy. Think of it as a give-to-get strategy. To keep up your mojo as you search for your next opportunity, stay passionate and patient. Tell everyone why this new-to-you industry piques your interest. Show how your experience has set you up for success. Woo with a powerful elevator pitch. You'll psych up others and yourself. Enthusiasm is contagious. Remember that the average job search takes 8 months. The greater the gap between your job aspirations and most recent experience, the more challenging your career change will be. You may need to compromise on pay and title to get on the right path to your dream job. But at least you'll be on the right path. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to this two-part series on career transition. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.